President Trump remains unapologetic in his defense of monuments to the Confederacy. Today, he called such monuments and statues beautiful. Remember, it was a white nationalist protest against the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that led to the violence and death of one woman last Saturday in Charlottesville, Virginia. Lee was the man who led the war to preserve slavery in the South, and President Trump has now repeatedly come to the defense of such statues and of the far-right protesters who have used them as rallying points. Here at The World, we've been looking inward a lot this week for obvious reasons, but we thought it would also be useful to look outward for some different points of view on the kinds of events and conflicts swirling here at home. And a good place to start is South Africa, which has also had its share of monuments to racist figures from its violent history. One of them is Cecil Rhodes. He was the British imperialist who, some have argued, was the architect of apartheid. A couple of years ago, black students at the University of Cape Town began a campaign to tear down a statue of Rhodes that launched a national conversation there about how things have changed since the end of apartheid or not. Wandile Kasibe is a PhD student who was part of that movement. The Rhodes Must Fall movement at the University of Cape Town had several goals, including having a more diverse faculty, making black students more welcome. But it seems like taking the statue of Cecil Rhodes down was the focus. Why make the removal of a symbol the central goal?
For us, the removal of the statue of Cecil John Rhodes was basically a pressure point into addressing a bigger societal issue. We came to a conclusion that there are people in this country and perhaps in the United States who still look at these statues as a way of affirming their own supremacy. They look at these statues as a way of positioning themselves as people who are the leaders of humankind and modernity. And dealing with the statues, you actually deal with a much more deeper psychological problem that is rooted in society. White people in particular used to marvel at the statue of Cecil John Rhodes to say that he was actually a philanthropist. But we held an understanding that the wealth that he had actually accumulated was accumulated at the expense of our forebears, because he actually killed and lynched the people who dared stood in his way as he was basically extending the colonial empire. We cannot therefore pretend as if things are normal when we have such symbols in public spaces.
You know, one argument we hear often in the U.S. when Confederate statues are being removed is that they're a part of history, and if you forget your past, you're condemned to repeat it. I mean, we hear that from white nationalists. We also hear it from others who are certainly not white nationalists. Have you heard a similar argument in South Africa? And what do you say to that?
Well, people have made that argument, but they tend to forget that even that history is actually written on other histories, an erasure of other histories. Perhaps our current government should actually find a way of creating a park for these statues so that they are not actually superimposed on people in public spaces. Because a public space is actually a public space for everyone. It should actually celebrate our unity as opposed to celebrating certain heroes that were actually part and parcel of genocidal activities, so that we are not in a position whereby we build a society that is built on trauma. The proposal that we had put to management, to UCT at the time, was that the statue should actually be sent to, you know, the Rhodes Cottage, a museum in Muizenberg, because there, in that context, it's actually contextualized. That's where Rhodes used to live. That's where he passed away. And therefore, having his statue there makes much more sense.
Wandile, the statue of Cecil Rhodes was removed almost 2 years ago. Have you seen some of the changes you were hoping for?
Well, we have challenges still, but it has actually opened that space, and it has allowed, I think, society to rethink and to reimagine these spaces, because we believe that history actually can be rewritten, history can actually be questioned, and history can actually be taken to task. And we can look into that history in a way of creating better futures.
Wandile Kasibe, a student at the University of Cape Town in South Africa, thank you very much for your thoughts.
Thank you very much.